This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Matty Boom Boom Leach sitting in the captain's chair for our guy, Jamie Morris, out on daddy duty. Matt the Hitman Mizzler, best guy in the Bizzler, on the ones and twos, taking your phone calls at 734-998-1050. We were breaking down. We were talking about Tom Brady tiring seemingly for good here from the NFL. And he has certainly been the pillar on that Michigan mountain in the NFL for a long, long time. So who is the next heir apparent in your guys' eyes? Miz and I had both kind of put it out there for Aiden Hutchinson. Love that Miz threw out Donovan Peoples-Jones, because he's the guy that I do think you've seen the glimpses from him the past few seasons. He has a chance to be a pretty damn good wide receiver in this league. So who do you think has the best chance to be the one carrying that Michigan flag as basically the best player in the NFL from Michigan, or the best player at their position from Michigan? Dexon Hill also had a pretty good rookie year, but there's a few other guys to throw in that mix as well. Ojabo, again, Onwuayu has had a tremendous career so far with the Patriots, one of the better interior offensive linemen in the AFC, and certainly had a stellar rookie year and then was able to follow it up. So a lot of guys to pick from. We had talked a little bit about that basketball game that we've got going on here at Northwestern tomorrow night. We had, I believe it was Ron from Ann Arbor who called in. And then even we had Danny here today talked about that they are still frustrated with coach, and that this flirtation, even though now we believe that it's come to an end with the Denver Broncos officially hiring Sean Payton as their guy moving forward, but they're frustrated with coach and still worried about the implications it can have on Michigan and this program moving forward. So feel free, weigh in on any of those topics, or feel free to ask us anything that you would want to talk about at 734-998-1050. We're going to another familiar face, our guy Ken up in Lansing. What's up, Ken?
Well, fellas, I'm looking out my kitchen window right now, having a little bourbon and a little cannabis, and I'm looking at that lovely ice that has formed on the lake.
I was going to say, I know the past few days it has definitely been cold enough that you're not waiting for that ice any longer.
Well, I'll be fishing Saturday for sure, no doubt.
Nice.
And I built a couple brush piles last winter out on the ice by my dock. So I'm very interested to see if I've drawn any nice panfish up there in that year of it being out there. So I'm very curious.
Oh, man. No, that will be great. Again, any fisherman, again, loves a good setup for the ice fishing, whether they do it with tip-ups or they've got their own little cottage out there, or however they have it set up. Again, a little cold, a little ice won't stop a true fisherman over there, will it, Ken?
Oh, no. Oh, no. And if you do it right, it ain't cold out there anyways. You got a shanty, you got a heater in there. I get my shanty where I take my jacket off in there, so I don't need it.
Oh, you know, man, so you're the real pro over there, Ken. Or is it maybe just one too many of those whiskeys and a little bit of that cannabis that you got?
Well, no. I don't hardly drink on the ice at all. I drink very little on the ice, but I do take me some, I call them fish finders. So if the fishing is slow, I'll fire one up, and by God, you'll see a tip-up go off 5-10 minutes later. I know it's all luck and everything, but we'll fire up a fish finder, and then we'll get some fish. But, man, I got a heap right on the back of what Danny was saying about this Harbaugh thing and us being, and I know all of us are frustrated with it, every damn one of us, but today was signing day, and where do we end up? 18th against the rest of the country when we've been a playoff team 2 years in a row, finished top three in 2 years in a row, and here we are 18th in the rankings of picking up new kids. I just, it absolutely has to be because of Harbaugh and his indecision wanting to jump to the NFL. So my answer to him would be, Jim, We know you really want to go to the NFL. You're just waiting for the right team, so you ain't got to build somebody up for 4 or 5 years. And a lot of people don't want you because you're old. They like young guys now. But we'll give you a one-year contract here at Michigan, and that's it, because we're tired of this crap. You know, it's just gotten so old. I almost would rather have Sherrone Moore in there right now, knowing them kids know he's a young and upcoming coach and going to be there for a minute. You know, honest to God. I mean, 2 years ago, he was a tight end coach, goes to offensive line coach, has done what no other football coach in Michigan history has done on the offensive line with winning them two awards. And he's just, he's obviously doing a pretty good job on the offensive play calling, seeing how Matt Wise was the guy calling him from the 20 on in, and that's where we failed most of the time. But I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of it. I don't give a damn how good a coach you are, and I really don't. I mean, he's did us good. He's built us up. He's got us where he wanted to be. But damn it, Jim, either go to the NFL or shut your mouth about this or that, because you can't beat happy. Hey, you can't be any happier than happy. You know, he blows my mind, guys. Is he really that big of a baby? I don't mean to sound like that, but is he really that big? Does he always want to have his feathers stroked?
I mean, it's that, and also I think a lot of what he does is to put himself in the best position possible, which, again, a lot of Michigan fans certainly don't want to hear that, but I think a lot of them also do the same thing in their day-to-day lives when they're trying to position themselves to earn the most from their career or do the different things that they do in their personal lives. But I would say I think a lot of what Coach does is what best serves Coach over there and what he would like to do moving forward.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Matt. And when you are the coach of a major university, the all-time winningest college football team. What's that, Matt? Did I hear a little horn there? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Miz's
I heard
got
a horn.
It. He's got it.
Yeah, baby. All-time winningest. So you Buckeyes just keep looking up at that number. But what better job could he have? You went to school here. You played on the field when you were a kid. God almighty, man. And it ain't a money thing. So either drop your NFL inspirations or you know, go to the NFL. Don't sit and wait for people to dangle carrots and maybe you'll grab one and maybe you won't and this and that and this and that. You either be dedicated to Michigan. To me, that is more important than anything. I know if Bo Schembechler was alive, he'd put a foot up his ass right now. There ain't no doubt in my mind he'd put a foot up his ass with his indecision. So that's all I'm going to say, fellas. Go Blue. I love the show. Go Blue, baby!
Love it, Ken. Love your enthusiasm and passion as always. And I, you know, again, I agree with you. We're all sick and tired of it. And I know people, you know, especially after we won last year, it felt so good to get over so many of those hurdles that we were expecting to see some of those fruits of those labors right then, you know, right then and there. Me included. I talked about when we would have guys like Alan True, some of the other recruiting analysts or specialists that we have on the show, I kept on saying, when are we going to see the fruits of that 2021 Big Ten championship? And when are we going to see, you know, when are we going to see it? When are we going to see it? And it never came to fruition. Or so we think, Miz, because again, you know, a lot of people, you know, we watch these recruiting, we see the stars, we see the rankings on the sites. A lot of people are upset seeing Michigan at number 18 because, again, this goes back to not the 2022 season. Again, it's weird now keeping track of everything. Not our 2022 Big Ten championship, but this was more of a product of everything that happened after the 2021 season. But if you look at the guys that helped build that 2021 year, the guys that were the stars of that are first. I know it's hard to keep track now with the back-to-back, but the first Big Ten championship team were from Michigan's, let's see, the 2018 class, which mm-hmm. was ranked, I believe, number 22 in the country. We had guys like Aiden Hutchinson, Ryan Hayes, Mike Barrett, Luke Schoonmaker, Ronnie Bell, Jake Moody, Hassan Haskins. These are all players from the 2018 class that were the guys that built the foundation that we are trying to continue on and build for moving forward. So that's the one thing. Because again, Ken, I agree with you. Danny, I agree with you. Ron, who called in yesterday, I agree with you. We're all tired of dealing with it. And we do think that eventually it's going to bite us in the butt. But it hasn't just yet, because even though now we're more tired of dealing with it, I mean, Miz, you can attest to this because you've been here the whole time. These rumors have been here since Harbaugh got here in 2015 and then 2016, 2017. You know, they have been here. The one year that maybe we didn't put as much credence or credit to them was that 2020 class, or, you know, when Michigan went 2-4, because a lot of people were thinking, who's going to hire a 2-4 college football coach to then go coach in the NFL? It just didn't seem plausible. But other than that, we've had to deal with this each and every year. And even after some down years, we were able to make the most of it. So I agree with you guys. I'm frustrated. I'm tired of dealing with it, but it doesn't diminish the hope that I have for the future. Because again, the staff making the most out of the players that we get, because, you know, I mentioned, you know, a guy like Rod Moore, a 3-star guy who's come in, who has been nothing but spectacular since the minute he stepped on the campus at the University of Michigan. CJ Stokes, he made the joke about, I don't know who screwed that up, who dropped that 4th star from my name. But, you know, he came in and was a very effective running back here as a freshman. But, you know, again, something else that I was thinking about, Miz, when we were talking about those Michigan players to carry the mantra in the NFL, one of the guys that's currently on the team that I hadn't brought up just yet was Will Johnson. Will Johnson has obviously had an incredible freshman year. We're all expecting big things next year out of him, but he's a guy where if he continues on that trajectory, which is a big if, because again, he's 5-star, had played incredibly well. I think played well enough to be a freshman All-American, but that's another guy that we can keep an eye out. But that's an example. He's a 5-star who's come in and has performed every which way. You know, again, Mason Graham is the one guy on that defensive line that everybody loved. And I point out time and time again, Boise State was where he was committed before Michigan came in. So it's not an exact science, but where you lack in one area, you're going to have to make up in another. So if we're not bringing in a Will Johnson in this class, we better find another Mason Graham. Or, you know, I just mentioned all of those guys from the 2018 class. You're going to have to find another Hassan Haskins. Maybe it's Cole Cabana. Maybe you got to find another, you know, again, Moody obviously was a tremendous and very steady contributor throughout his whole time here. But I didn't even mention, you know, a guy like Vincent Gray and Taylor Upshaw. You know, those guys weren't world beaters or weren't All-Americans, but guys that were heavy contributors throughout their career here at Michigan, where if you can, you need to find a few of those, because guess what? Not everybody gets to be the superstar or to be the Heisman caliber player. You're going to have to find a few of those as well. So I do think Michigan, they had a strong closing out, having Brant flip here from Stanford. Also, one thing that we didn't really talk about, Miz, is the fact that Michigan was one of the best teams in the transfer portal this year, where in years past, even last year when we had Olu Oluwatimi, the Remington finalist, transfer to Michigan as a grad transfer, we still weren't ranked as one of the top teams. We had one of the top transfers individually, but as a team, we were pretty far down the list in terms of transfers last year, where now Michigan is top 5, top 3, depending on where you look. So again, we're all frustrated and tired of dealing with it, but I do think Michigan will be able to recover from it and be able to move forward. And that now the bigger question is, will we be here again next year? And so we'll see, Miz. But if we are, that likely means another good year from Michigan, another playoff appearance, because anything less than that will be considered a disappointment for Michigan, for Harbaugh, for everybody. So we'll see how it all works out. But Miz, appreciate you always doing the stellar job that you have done over there. Hadley, Danny, Ken, all of our other callers, all of our other M Zone family appreciate you guys. And J-Mo, appreciate you giving us the keys to the car. We didn't ding it up too bad, at least hopefully. So we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be previewing that big game with Northwestern. Maybe talk a little bit more about our guy, Tom Brady. Who knows? But appreciate you guys tuning into the M Zone on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.